Malo land is mostly common in the central region with few traces in western Uganda. Titled property is associated with complex paperwork and one needs knowledge to save a dime as well as time from transactions, hence the phrase Ataka Biwandi Ikosi Bigambo, which means land ownership is proved by supporting and satisfactory documentation and not mere words. Step 1. You must have in your possession a fully completed set of transfer forms, which include a transfer form and two consent forms, a photocopy of the duplicate certificate of title and authentic passport photographs of the buyer and seller, one for each. Include national identification card copies, passports for both parties fully witnessed by an advocate of the vendor and purchaser. Attach a copy of the sales agreement on which the transaction was done. Step 2. You present the documents to the valuation department at the Ministry Zonal Office, MLHUD, that takes the district where the land is situated for valuation assessment for stamp duty with a declaration form from Uganda Revenue Authority for posting. The valuer bases on the purchase prices and the figures in the land information system and provides a government value to the consent forms basing on which we attach stamp duty is 1.5% of the value of the land. If the government value is, for example, 10,000,000/10,000,000, then you are required to pay 150,000/ as stamp duty. Note: transfers of property valued at 10 million and above, the tax identification numbers of both the vendor and purchaser are required to be attached to the declaration at Uganda Revenue Authority. Step 3. Visit the bank, most preferably Diamond Trust Bank, since it has URA offices at the same premise, making it a one-stop center for this kind of transactions. The payment slips for the stamp duty, 1.5% of the government value, as well as the memorandum stamp duty, 15,000/, for each agreement are generated by URA personnel. Registration fees amount to 10,000/, and a payment slip is generation by URA personnel. Pay the fees to the teller in the bank, get receipts. Present the paid-up receipts to the URA personnel that generated the payment slips for generation of barcodes attached to the transfer as well as the agreement. Step 4. Submit all documentation together with the duplicate certificate of title, receipts and photocopies of all documents to the Malo Registry at the Ministry Zonal Office, MLHUD. Receipt payments. Stamp duty, 1.5% of government value. Memorandum tax, 15,000/. Registration fees, 10,000/. Points to note. Make sure you have a lead at the Ministry Zonal Lands Office to follow up on your transaction. You pay between 150,000/to 300,000/ to have timely results and safeguard your title again being misplaced. Also, there is a systematic system of entry and exist. For transfers, you are guaranteed to go back home with the title in your names if you submit the documents in time and have someone following up for you inside the Ministry Zonal Lands Office, since in some non-staff members are not allowed to enter past the front desk. Exclusive of stamp duty. You are likely to spend between 300,000/ and 500,000/ on a transfer of a Malo land title. It and risquo, as wise to have your lawyer or land surveyor carry out the transfer for your sake, since they have the knowledge and experience to notice errors if any in the transaction to save you even more. Make sure you carry out an information search, make sure the transaction was really successful before you leave the land office. Many a times transfers are not completed in the National Land Information System. The entire process highlighted above takes at least 3 working days. Non-Ugandan citizens cannot own land under Malo tenure. Download transfer forms at the MLHUD website, https://www.mlhud.go/forms/downloads/.